Applebee's announced this month that more than 130 of its restaurants will close by the end of the year. The reason? Millennials.
The casual dining chain rebranded itself in the past few years as a modern bar and grill. Applebee's executive John Sawinski recently told investors that the company had hoped the effort would attract a new kind of customer.
A more youthful and affluent demographic with a more independent or even sophisticated dining mindset, including a clear pendulum swing towards millennials.
Applebee's tried to lure millennials with dishes like barbecue shrimp in a sriracha lime sauce, chicken wonton tacos, and this item.
We dare you, yes you, to try ham topped with pulled pork topped with bacon. Yep, we double dog dare you to try the triple hog dare you.
That's a pork ham bacon sandwich. But that triple pork bonanza and the rest of the company's makeover didn't seem to catch on. Sales at Applebee's dropped more than 6% from last year. Applebee's executive John Sawinski again.
From my perspective, this pursuit led to decisions that created confusion among core guests as Applebee's intentionally drifted from its, what I'll call its middle America roots and its abundant value positioning.
In other words, millennials didn't go for it and the regulars got turned off. In fact, Applebee's is not the only big restaurant chain struggling.
You see very weak results from people like Ruby Tuesdays, Fridays, and Chili's as well.
That's Joe Pollack from Technomic, a food service research firm.
Consumers are saying that all these people are offering the same food items, the decors are the same, and also that prices have become very high in these places.
So it may be time for yet another new look at Applebee's, if they really want to stand out in the crowd. Step one, Applebee's has announced a return to all-you-can-eat specials and an expansion of the popular 2-for-20 menu. Mozzarella sticks and chili lime chicken, anyone?